Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, how's everybody doing today? One more show left, including today's show, ladies and gentlemen, until we head to the new year. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, how's everybody doing? Hope everybody's doing well. God bless each and every one of you listening in today. That's right, I tell you, another great show here on BIRN, Brain Injury Radio Network. You could check us out on braininjuryradio.com or blogtalkradio.com/braininjuryradio. Come on in, listen to all 20 hosts, including myself. We are on 7 days a week. Come and check us out. Really awesome hosts, ladies and gentlemen. You wouldn't even know they had an ailment. I tell you, we have people who have brain injuries, TBIs, ABIs. We have people who have MS, people who have autism, people who have mental health issues, people with chronic pain. That's right. And you would never know they had an ailment. These shows are great shows. You get educated. You'll learn something new every show. So come on in. Be a part. We'd love to have you. And please interact. Very important to interact, folks. Very important to interact. Interact in our chat room. You could also interact by calling in. Yes, by calling in to the show. So when it comes down to it, check out the rest of the great hosts here on BIRN. My fearless leader, Kim Justice, best leaders I know. That's right. And Craig Sicilia. When it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, we are looking for sponsors. If you'd like to sponsor a show, sponsor a host, sponsor the whole network, please contact Kim Justice or Craig Sicilia. That's right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. It's another Saturday night. And boy, do I love my Saturday night slot. Still having issues with the computer, folks. I don't know how long this is going to be. It'll be, I think, until the new year. But at the pace we're going, it's going to be the new year. And you want to know something interesting? Yeah. It gets a lot crazier. That's right. I have been trying to put this computer together since September. And we are having just a few issues and a few glitches now, which we will get under control and hopefully ready and up and running for 2021, where my chat room will be back up and running. That's right. Because we only have one more show. That's right. One more show here in Orange Palooza, RSD, CRPS Awareness Month. Wear your orange, by the way. If you haven't worn your orange, please wear your orange for RSD, CRPS Awareness Month. Take your picture and tag me in your picture. That's right. So, yeah, one more show here during RSD, CRPS Awareness Month. Yes, and then I will be taking off all of December, so you will be hearing the best of Joey Giggles all of December. That's right, folks. Yes, yours truly needs a rest. I am exhausted. Yes, I am tired. You know, we're not going on vacation this year, but we will be celebrating the holidays here and at my uncle's house, unless there is COVID restrictions. If there is COVID restrictions, then we'll be just celebrating in my home. That's right. So far, it's looking like there could be 10 people at an indoor event. So if it holds until December, we will be going to my uncle's house, which is not upstate, which is right here on Staten Island. Yes, we're not going away this year because of the whole COVID thing. But yes, I will need time to set up our decorations and stuff in the house here. Also put up our tree. You know, we usually get a live tree, and so on and so forth. So I'm going to need some time to do all of that stuff. And then, of course, gathering stuff up for the veterans and shipping it out. That's right. Yes, donating. So, yes, I'm going to be doing that the whole month of December. But I will be back the second week of January. That's right. Actually, the first week of January. Saturday is my birthday. The second is my birthday. So I'll be taking off my birthday. But I will be back the following Saturday. So it'll be the second week or the first full week of January that I will be back. All right. So looking forward to that and looking forward to great new content that everybody can listen to. Man, I tell you. What a crazy, yeah, honestly, I can't wait till 2020 is gone. I mean, it was a good year for me. You know, not many people could say it was a good year for them. You know, yes, a lot of people died. A lot of souls went to heaven. This is a lot of people, a lot of people in the world, you know, lost loved ones. And for that, we pray for all the souls that went up to heaven. But for me personally, it wasn't a bad year. Like I said, I organized myself. It was a great organizational year because there wasn't anything to do. It's great. You know, got stuck in the house and was able to do whatever I needed to do in the house. You know, then when COVID restrictions started to lift, you know, then I didn't have much time, and it was tough to get the computer up and running, you know, and stuff like that, you know, with things to do and doctors to see and all kinds of things going on when the COVID restrictions lift. So you could tell the difference from when we had a slower lifestyle to a quicker lifestyle, you know, and I sort of like the slow lifestyle. I do. I do myself. I sort of like the slow lifestyle. I don't mind it. I really don't. Got a lot done. Like I said, I organized. We did some DIYs around the house. You know, we purchased some new furniture. I purchased my new computer. Overall, you know, I worked hard on JGF Foundation. We got a hell of a lot of new members. You know, so I worked hard to put everything into play, you know, in this tough year, you know, in this very interesting year of two thumbs down entertainment. Yeah. And then we had the craziness of the summer, right? And then we had the craziness in the fall with the contested election, which is still going on. You know, so when it comes down to it, this year has been nothing but thing after another, after another, after another, after another, after another. And boy, when you know what's going to happen next, it gets boring. It really does. When you know what's going to happen next, it gets boring. You know, there's just a cycle of this stuff. And it just keeps coming up. You know, it's just a cycle. It keeps going around in a circle. You know? Little did we know COVID was going to come back for a second go-around, right? During a contested election. I wouldn't be surprised if another cop shoots a black in December. Ruins our whole holiday here in New York. You know, but when it comes down to it, the circle is going round and round and round, and we still don't know where it's going to stop. You know, we still don't know, you know, what's happening in politics. It's going around and around and around. We still have no idea what's happening, you know, with vaccines and COVID, and you know, around and around and around and around. We don't know what's going to happen with therapeutics with COVID. And we keep going around and around and around and around. Now we got BLM and Antifa still in the streets and nobody seems to care. And we're going around and around and around and around. You know, and that's basically what 2021 is going to be. So that's why all the experts basically said 2022 is when things are going to quiet down. Yeah, because 2021, we're still going to be trying to figure out who the president is. Yeah, round and around and around. We still have second wave of COVID, round and around and around. And we still have BLM and Antifa in the streets, round and around and around. So when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, nothing is going to be set in stone. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. What a crazy year. I will never forget this year, you know? I mean, for the craziness in the world, but in my own life, getting a lot done, slowing life down. Slowing life down really showed that we could get a lot done if we truly wanted to get a lot done in our own lives. But if you don't do anything, of course you're going to be bored. Of course, if you sit there eating bonbons, watching TV, oh, I'm so bored. Oh, I'm so bored. Yeah, well, you know, you're sitting there stuffing bonbons down your face, watching sitcoms. What do you expect? You know, when it comes down to it, I learned a lot about myself. I changed some things about myself, which is a good thing, too. You know, when you learn more about yourself, you can change things about yourself that, you know, maybe people pointed out in the past, you know, and I changed things about myself. I got a lot more aggressive, you know, when it comes to certain topics, because when it comes down to it, if you're not aggressive in those topics, you're bound not to get heard. Okay, so when it comes down to it, it's important to be passive when it's time to be passive, and it's time to be aggressive when it's time to be aggressive. That's right. Overall, your voice should be heard overall. You know, this leads me to my topics of the day, the wonderful homily from today, which talked about the family. Right? I want to talk a little bit about the family tonight. Yes. Talked about the family tonight. And how hard and challenging it is to be a mother and a father these days in 2020. And then I want to go into what's happening to our family in our society. So today's homily was really great. I watched a different channel today. I watched a different mass today, yes, on TV. Yes, TV mass. You know, I'm getting used to TV mass. I'm getting used to it. You know, I kind of like it. I do. I kind of like it. You know, you don't have to go anywhere. You know, you just sit in your house and you watch mass and you say mass in your house. You know, you gather with the people around you, and that would be my dad, you know, or his girlfriend if she was over. You know, and when it comes down to it, man, I tell you, you know, it's fun. You know, you actually learn a lot. You learn a lot more on TV than you do in the actual church. But like I said, when the church opens, you bet your ass I'll be in that church. That's right. You know? But a good second option, if you can't make it to Mass, or if you're on vacation, or if you're doing something and you have something to do and you can watch live streaming Mass or TV Mass, it's a good second option. And we finally found out that that is a good second option. They've been doing it forever. Nobody's been watching it on TV. We always go to the church. Now with COVID, we actually learned that TV mass and live streaming mass even is just as good. You know? So like I always say, God is always around you no matter where you are, where you worship, who you gather with. God is always around you. You know? And it doesn't matter if you're in your house or in a church. God's always in your heart, your mind, and your soul. That's right. If you allow him in. Now, if you don't allow him in, well, that's a different story. But you have to allow him in to your heart, your mind, and your soul. So important. You know, praying every night, allowing him in. Talking to him during the day, allowing him in. Going to the cemetery and visiting your past loved ones. Letting him in, right? when churches are open, going to church, allowing him in, right? So when it comes down to it, all these things, including TV mass, allow Jesus into your lives. Today's homily was about the family. Mothers, fathers, and kids. In 2020, trying to live in 2020 with all this havoc going on and still making money, keeping the family together, and living happily ever after. Is that truly happening in today's society? No. Because most people are divorcing. 79% of people are actually divorcing. That's right. 79%. We can't hold our families together. And honestly, it's not one side or the other side's fault. It's both sides' fault. I love it how women blame men and then men blame women. It's both sides. That might be a novel thing to learn, but it's both sides. You know, like women are always right. I don't know about that. You know, society says. I don't care what society says. I could care less what society says. Fuck society. That's what I say. That's right. You know, when it comes down to it, we're all human beings. Doesn't matter if we're men or women. Right? We're all human beings. So we're all going to make mistakes. And we're all going to misunderstand. And most of the time, 95% of the time, it's little misunderstandings that turn into big misunderstandings that turn into divorce. Because then you realize what the person truly is. And what the hell did I marry? You know? But, you know, bottom line is, we talked about the family today in the homily, right? And they talked about a couple of different things. They talked about schooling for your children. Got to be hard on the parents, right? Especially here in New York where they just closed the schools. That's right. They just closed the schools again, folks, here in New York. Kids are home. Yes. Yes. And the parents are boo-hoo. Can't do what they want anymore. The kids are not in school. You know, that was their time to do whatever they needed to do, and they can't do it now. You know, I feel bad for them. I do. You know, because that's like the only free time or the only self-care time, really, that they get. You know, mom especially, because dad's usually working, right? But mom especially, right? But dad now is working in home, right? He has his office in the home, right? Because of COVID, because not a lot of people are going back to the city. So dad has his office downstairs in the basement, and mom is just trying to cool down and calm down and enjoy the day, and now she's got the kids to contend with again. Oh, man, I tell you. Poor mom. You know, while dad's trying to work downstairs. Hey, honey, shut the door. Those kids are loud, okay? I'll take care of it, no problem. All right. She shuts the door and she's got to take care of the kids, right? But bottom line is, she's not just taking care of the kids. She has to educate the kids, too, and make sure the kids sit down in front of the computer and learn what they're supposed to learn. Now, some of these kids, and most of these kids, especially if they're kindergarten kids, first graders or second graders, I would say up until maybe fourth grade, A lot of these kids have ADD, OCD, you know, ADHD. They don't want to sit still, you know. And they need entertainment, and they need to be noticed. You know, we can't keep kids in isolation. That's one of the problems of closing schools. You're keeping kids in isolation with their parents. Now, it's okay if it's a good quality home, but what if it's an abusive parent and the parent is abusing the mother and the kids? That's not healthy. That's not a healthy environment. You know, and usually the kid going to school, that would be an escape for the kid. Kid would usually open up to a guidance counselor and tell her what's happening at home. You know, and of course the father would deny it. You know, I'm not hitting that kid. You know, and it's just, it goes around and around and around in circles until the truth comes out, right? But now the kids are not in school, so they're home. So it's a lot on the mother, especially, while the dad is working at home down the basement, because he's got to make the money, you know, and sometimes the woman makes the money too, so she has to put her job on hold or her work-at-home job on hold for the kids, right? So say both parents are working. How does that work? Well, same way, but it just takes away from the mother or father doing their work to its a complete end. Right? So having the kids home when they're not supposed to be home, you know, is a little frustrating to the parents, especially when they have to do online learning. Because one, if they're not technically enabled, they would not know how to set up the apps and how to set up the online educational software. They would actually have to be taught, or somebody would have to come in and install it on the computer for them, you know, and so on and so forth. Today, we could actually do that over the computer. That's right, where somebody could just go into your computer and put all the software on there from their home desk, wherever they live, you know. And that's a good feature, that you could allow people to look at your mainframe and they will be able to basically install everything that you need from their home, which is good. And they had to come up with all of this wonderful stuff because of COVID. Because nobody is supposed to be in 6 feet of one another. If you don't have a mask on, don't come close. You know, so when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, we're becoming an antisocial society. And that's what's happening to our families, too. Our families are becoming antisocial. There's lack of communication in our family because we see them every day. Usually when you come home from work, there's always stories to talk about. Not when you're sitting in the basement doing work. There's really not many stories to talk about, you know. Kind of gets boring down there sitting in front of the same computer. But that's why you have the stereo and you have the TV and the video games down there too. So you could work and play games and this, that, and the other thing down the basement. Most of the time, the basement is the man cave. Most of the time. Not all the time. But, yes. All equipped with those things men love to do. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, I tell you. You know, but, you know, when it comes down to it, like I said, it gets antisocial around the house, because you see each other basically 24/7, and you get a drink. Hey, hon, how you doing? you know? And she's sitting there with the kids, and she gives you a dirty look, like, what the hell are you doing, you know? I'm working. What are you talking about? You know, so when it comes down to it, it's important to understand that without communication, it's really hard for a marriage to stay together. And that's what's happening to our families today, too. Our families are becoming more antisocial because they're around each other 24/7 because of COVID. They can't get out of the house. They can't go and hang out with friends. They can't go to the bar. They can't take a walk around the block without, you know, looking at them weird, like, where's your mask? So it gets a little awkward in your own home, you know, but you have to try to make the best out of it. And there should always be some sort of communication, no matter what communication it is. Now, I'm not saying argue with one another every single day. No, that's horrible. I'm not saying cry with one another every day. No, I'm not saying that either. Trying to bring up positive that you could talk about. You know, you should always come up with something positive in your day to talk about with your loved one. Even if it was you're working with the kids on the computer and the computer goes down, or your daughter says, what am I supposed to do next? You know, how am I supposed to learn on this thing? you know, and that's a talking point, I would say. That's a talking point. Because kids can actually get frustrated with that, too, because they're used to being in a classroom with a bunch of kids and having fun and getting to know one another and making friends. That's how you make long-time friends. Oh, I went to the school with this guy 10 years ago, you know, and then you remember that guy from 10 years ago, you know. Today's day and age, these kids would be lucky to know somebody 1 year ago. Like, I know people still that I went to kindergarten with because we didn't have this problem back in the 80s and 90s. That's right. I know people that I went to kindergarten with. Little kid, little type. I went to the kindergarten with them. Now, what kid today could actually say that? This generation is going to be a very anti-social generation. Sorry to say it. It's going to be a very anti-social generation. They won't know how to communicate. And the only way they'll know how to communicate is on their phone or on their computer. And they'll be uncomfortable to even see a person or date a person or be a friend with somebody outside of the computer or the cell phone. That's going to be pretty interesting to see how people actually date over a phone. We're already trying that in today's day and age. But the next generation of kids, they're not going to know anybody. Because of COVID. And they're going to be very antisocial. They're going to be afraid to talk to somebody because, oh my God, they might spit on me and I might get COVID. They'll be afraid. Because they were born in a time of fear. Born in a time of fear and mass hysteria. Watching their parents run around like chicken without heads to go and get TP at the store because they're shitting their brains out 20 times a night because of all that fear. the best part is, what the hell are we afraid about? Because we're living in a fear-mongering society. There are people that are instilling fear in all of us, and we're believing it. We talked about this how many times in the past couple of shows? It's called ideological subversion. You're being subverted to believe that COVID is going to kill you when you walk out your door. That's why some people are wearing hazmat suits outside. Yes, folks, hazmat suits, full hazmat suits, ladies and gentlemen. Or 4 or 5 masks on their face, you know, and they don't think one is going to work, but 4 or 5 will. Yes. Unfortunately, those are the melodramatic people. That's right. Also, the people that have listened to the fear mongers and think they're going to die when they walk outside. Or they think they're going to die when they confront another human. Do you realize just by using common sense, what's going on here? They don't want us to talk to one another. The further they keep us away from one another, the better divided we are. That's right. Let's divide the hell out of them. So they're not groups of people. They're just individuals. So first, they wanted to break us up into groups. So they started something called identity politics. That's right. They wanted to break us into groups, you know, blacks, Asians, Latinos, whites, women, men, gay, straight. Let's all break them up into groups and let them fight amongst one another. Identity politics, systemic racism, bullshit. There's no such thing. Put into our heads that there's systemic racism in the world. There is not. There will always be racism in the world with a First Amendment. You can't get rid of it. If you get rid of the First Amendment, you get rid of racism. None of us who like the Constitution want to get rid of the First Amendment. If you like the Constitution and you love the law of the land, yeah, racism will always be here. Okay, so identity politics, breaking people up into groups of people. And then with COVID, we're going one step further to break people down to individual status, making everybody antisocial. No communication. But a cell phone or a regular phone or a computer or a laptop or a TV. And that's the only way we communicate. And if you're not communicating on any of those electronic devices, you're not communicating. So now they have broken us down into individual status. Yes, a bunch of individuals. So not only are we divided by groups, we are divided by individual. And that's really what the government wants. They don't want a united America. They want to walk all over the hell all over us. Oh, they're really proud these days. And they try everything under the sun. But have you noticed? Those individuals are getting pissed off lately. Something called a contested election. A lot of people are getting pissed off. And a lot of people are coming together. So the government doesn't like that. Government hates that, actually. To see millions of people in Washington, D.C. last weekend. To see millions of people in Georgia this weekend. Kind of scary for the government that wants us all divided and wants us to be an individual instead of a united country. I think they're getting scared, tired of having their rights taken away. Because as we spoke about before, ideological subversion. We don't want to get to the point of normalization, which would be next year. And by showing that we actually care about America and care about our Constitution, they're scaring the hell out of them. Scaring the hell out of them. Scaring the hell out of the establishment. Like I said, we don't talk parties. We don't talk candidates. But we just get down to the nitty-gritty so you understand what the fuck is going on here. The establishment is both parties. And they want to take you, the people, over. So they want to ideologically subvert you. To go against your own and not against them. Amazing, isn't it? Are people waking up? One side of people are waking up. That's right. Do you remember? Yeah. A lot of people in the past, a lot of people, you know, ideologically subverted. And then on the other side, you got people living for the present, and you got people living for the future, and you got people that are go-getters and creators and entrepreneurs. That's where the enlightenment is coming. But the enlightenment is also happening when people on the side of the past, people who are ideologically subverted actually find out that they've been ideologically subverted. That's the walkaway movement. The walkaway movement are people coming from one side to the other. That's right. Because they've been enlightened. Because now they see the light. Of course, the people in the present, that's the side of the light. And of course, if you're in the past and you're ideologically subverted, you're in the dark. So with this contested election, wow, there are people waking up. And that's scaring the government, scaring the establishment. Oh my God, what do? We thought we had them. Well, let's have another round of COVID, shall we? Let's let this be worse than the first. Do you realize most of the deaths were 70 and older and people in nursing homes? You know that. Right? About 10,000 people actually died from COVID. Yeah, 6% according to the CDC. So let's have another round of COVID and let's really scare the shit out of them this time. Let's really put the fear of God in these people. And trust me, they'll make it worse than the first time. And they'll tell you, you have to sit in your home. You cannot go outside for days. People will run to the store again and buy their TP. That's right. Because they want to keep the people separated. But people have came on to that game already. Have come on to the two thumbs down entertainment for the year. And I don't think the people sitting in the present right now are going to like that very much. Like, we're locking down again here in New York. We know it's a political game. I know it's a political game. I'm not afraid. I haven't been afraid since March, and I'm high risk. What's to be afraid about? COVID has mutated into more of a milder disease, but still, nonetheless, it is an autoimmune disease with HIV components. So what's interesting is how they're going to try to split people this second time around. They're going to try to do it with masks, and they're going to try to do it with vaccines. No mask. Vaccine, no vaccine. That's right. So just get ready for that. Okay? If you don't have a mask, no service. You don't have a vaccine certificate, no service. Basically mandating you to get a vaccine. Basically telling you if you don't get a vaccine, you will not get service basically anywhere that you go. Store will give you service. And meanwhile, the vaccine is not 95% cure rate on COVID. It just gets rid of your symptoms. That's what 95% means. 95% doesn't mean cure rate, it means it will diminish your symptoms. And only diminish your symptoms, but not get rid of COVID. Taking a vaccine with MRC15, which is male aborted fetus liquid, and reconstituted DNA, which is cloned DNA, to clone people, for what? For what? To get rid of a couple of symptoms? Well, the real hypochondriacs will say, the ones in the hazmat suits will say, give me that shot. Okay. And was that like maybe 30% of our population? And 79% of people basically said, I don't want a vaccine. Because the vaccine is not going to cure COVID. 95% compliant is not the cure rate. 95% cure rate is not right. It's not accurate. Don't think that that is the cure rate. 95% of the symptoms decrease, meaning you're not going to get rid of all symptoms and you're not going to get rid of COVID. That's why I say therapeutics are a hell of a lot better way to go. Regeneron, Remdesivir, Hydroxy, all used for autoimmune diseases and showed that it could help autoimmune diseases. C is used on lupus and RA patients. Also used on some Lyme patients with high success. When a certain person brought up Hydroxy, oh no, that can't work. Do demon incarnate. We can't put that in our bodies. Because one person said it. But meanwhile, it helps so many people with lupus and RA and other autoimmune diseases. So because of our ignorance, we weren't getting help. Could have really started getting help back in May and June with hydroxy when it was mentioned. So, going back to the family, boy, we went off on a nice tangent there. But we were talking about COVID, and it's a big impact on the family. You know, 79% divorce rate could go up to 89, you know, easily. Because people are home, and they get on each other's nerves. And they're around each other and they're smothering each other 24/7. They're seeing each other every single day. And at least work would break up the day for mom and dad, especially. You know, when you come home, hey, honey, how was your day? You know, and then you have a lot to say, right? But when you're down the basement, you know, for 8 hours doing work down there, there's really not much to talk about. You're not around people. Unless you have a meeting. Unless you have a phone conversation. You know? But, you know, when it comes down to it, there's really not much to talk about. That's why you have to try to bring up something positive every day to make your relationship thrive. You know? Especially in these conditions. Like, what's one positive thing that happened today? And then you could list off your positive thing. She could list off her positive thing. You know, and then maybe you start a conversation about that. You know, it's always good to keep the conversation going. Because once the conversation starts to get dull, the relationship starts to get dull. When the relationship starts to get dull, oh, you know, I'm moving in a different direction than you are. And I don't know if this relationship is going to work, you know. You know, it comes to that. Then, but usually, it's always that 95% misunderstanding, and a bunch of those little misunderstandings get together, and it really starts pissing off people, and then that leads to, well, I think I'm gonna go, and you pack your stuff, you get in the car, and you sleep in the car. Some people like to sleep in the car, you know, because now it's COVID, right? Yeah, and you really can't go anywhere, you know, and at least you're in your car, but it's freezing in the car, especially if it's cold outside or hot, hot outside. Car could be very hot. Car could be very cold. You know, so when it comes down to it, the objective is to try to hold it together. You know, and it's also playing your God-given roles. Go back to playing your God-given roles. Even both of you are working, still you can go back and play your God-given roles. Sure, that's the mother. You know, usually good cop. Mothers are usually the good cop. Dad's usually the bad cop, right? Disciplinarian. You know, when it comes down to it, the more you return to original God-given roles, the more you get back to a strong family unit. When you start trying to take over somebody else's role, you're stepping on their territory. that also breaks up a lot of relationship. When a person feels that they're not even wanted or needed anymore in a relationship. You know, and there's numerous things that can, but again, communication, God-given roles, normal talking back and forth, civil talking, you know, and self-care time. If you don't have your self-care time, you will go crazy because you like maybe something that your wife doesn't like. Or vice versa. You might like something that your husband doesn't like. So self-care time allows you to do those things and not to be yelled at. And that's why a time wheel is very important. So the other person knows when your self-care time is over. So they can give you a call. Hey, come on up and help with the kids, okay? Right. Good. The more organized you are in a relationship, the better the relationship stays together. The more you're communicable, the better the relationship stays together. The more both people are involved in a relationship, the better to keep a relationship together. It's exciting. You never want it to get boring or dull. And if it does get to that point, you should talk about it instead of giving up on it. You know, just, I'm sick and tired. I'm just going to walk away. You know, and that's in today's day and age, that happens. And that's, like, probably the only thing that happens. Like, I'm better single, right? I'm just going to go on my happy way. I'm not even going to try to keep this thing together. But meanwhile, you're not even giving it a chance. You're not even giving it a chance. Oh, man. You know, in today's society, you know, men are on the low end of the totem pole. And men feel that there's no need for them anymore. And their role is being taken away by independent women. Now, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with independent women. I like the fact that women are becoming more independent. But you have to include your man in your independence. Otherwise, he's going to feel that all he is the sperm to the egg, and he just creates the kids, and that's why he's here. You know? You have to include him. Both parties should be happy in a relationship. That's right. One party is not happy in a relationship. It's not going to go well. You know, so that's what's ruining our relationships. You know, and we really got to try to hold things together the best we can. Now, in some cases, it's tough to hold things together because some people have done really adverse things to us. Cheating, for instance. Or they murdered someone, or they were in jail, or they raped someone, or they're a pedophile. And those things you can't change. The other person has to change those things. Okay, so in those cases, I don't blame you for leaving. An abuser, right, an abuser. Don't forget, an abuser. Or a narcissist. You don't want to have a relationship with a narcissist, folks. Okay? But not everybody is a narcissist. You know? You know, the best is when a woman says, yeah, I went with a narcissist a long time ago. Every man is a narcissist. Nah, that's bullshit. Why not try your hand at another man? See? Wouldn't hurt. Maybe you want to be happy in life. And maybe, you know, oh, well, you know, I could be happy on my own. That's what a lot of women say these days. They don't even want men anymore. Fuck men. Get out of my life. That's right. Fuck you, man. That's right. You know, I'm not going to date anybody. I'm not getting a relationship with anyone. But meanwhile, are you truly happy being alone? That's why, you know, most women say, you know, I could get along without a man. And most men say, I can't get along without a woman. Right? Right? You know, but honestly, both complement one another. So I would think people would be happier in a relationship than not. But they would have to find the right person. And try not to find the same person that you went with before. And the worst thing you could do is say, you're a narcissist and you don't even know the person. You didn't even go on a one half a date yet, and you're calling a person a narcissist. you didn't even get a chance to sip your drink yet, and you're calling the person the narcissist at on the date. Well, Jesus Christ. Well, it's the truth. I mean, most men say they can't live without a woman. But vice versa, women can live without men because of their independence, because of their strength now, because of their strength in society. I don't need a man. I'm free. And that attitude will depopulate us really quickly. That's right. And that's their goal. The government don't want us to populate. And you know what I mean by populate. That's right. Yes, they don't want us to populate. They want us to depopulate. So they don't, you know, promote marriage. They promote being single and being independent. That's their goal. And we're falling right into it. More women want to be single these days than ever before. They think they're missing something. I don't know. Have they truly missed something? I mean, there's a lot in this world to discover, but what have they missed? But that's what they're trying to do. You understand? That's what they're trying to do, is depopulate by not allowing the consummating to happen, not allowing the dating to happen, or even the friendship to happen, for that matter. You know, because usually relationships, I mean, you get to know each other in friendships, and maybe that leads to something else. You know, I'm friends with a lot of women. I'm friends with a lot of men, too. Okay, but there's a lot of acquaintances. There's only certain people that I confide in. My inner circle. People I only know about. People that they know that they're in the inner circle. And that's a small group of people compared to the acquaintances and the, you know, good friends. And then you have the real people that you can confide in every little single fucking thing. But that's the problem. Families are breaking up, and there's no more consummating, and there's no more populating. There's a lot of depopulation. And you will see that once the baby boomers die off, you will see less people in this country. It won't be too overcrowded anymore because there was a lot of baby boomers. But with this generation now, with COVID, there was a lot of consummating because that's all you could do, right? I mean, like, man, today was boring. Yeah, I know. Today was boring. What are we going to do? Yeah, well, they find something to do. You know what I'm saying? You know, and they make a little one, right? So you're going to see a little bit of a spike in this generation, in the COVID generation, Generation Z, because of the simple fact of COVID. You can't go outside, and it's only you in the house, and can't look at each other 24/7. Might as well do something, right? Might as well have some fun. Oh, man, I tell you. But, you know, when it comes down to it, that's what it's all about. They're depopulating the United States by separating families and giving these women total independence and freedom from their men. We could do it on our own. That's right. That leaves the men out, and men don't even want to deal with that. That's why men stay away. And we're all the good guys. They're hiding in the woods, waiting for all of this to end. And who knows when it'll end. Maybe I'll be 60 or 70 years old, still waiting in the woods. Yeah, it might be a lifelong hiding spot. You know, all the good men and all the bad men are out there for the independent women, and that's why a lot of these independent women get abused. You know, get beat up to a pulp. And their kid gets beat up to a pulp. And you hear some of those freaky stories that women and the whole family die at the hand of their man. Because why? Because the God-given role of a man is being taken away, making man nuts. Because we just don't want to be the seed to the egg. We want to be something more. And that's what we're being treated as. Very low vermin. And that's the way society treats white men, especially white men. Black men are a little bit more up on the totem pole, but still men. Now, like I said, I don't mind an independent woman. I actually find it great. I like independent women. But when it comes down to it, not too independent. Independent just enough. You know, but, you know, bottom line is that everybody should be looked at as equal anyway, because we're all human beings. It doesn't matter what sex we are, or race we are, or orientation we are, or any of that crap. We should just really consider ourselves equal to one another because we're all skin, bone, and red blood. It should not be based on how much money one makes or if you pay the taxes or not. Because it's a lot of the white males that are paying the taxes. Even in today's day and age, there's more white males, or not even males in general, paying taxes, even with a second salary. You know, even with a second salary, you're paying the house taxes from your salary. even if there's two salaries, well, obviously you're both paying taxes on your salaries, right? But on the house tax, usually comes out of the male's salary. Usually, not always, usually. If the male is not working, then it comes out of the female salary. But more households than not, it comes out of the male's salary for the house only, not personal taxes. Not, and if there's a business in the house too, and you both run the business, well, then it comes out of both of your salaries. But if the male runs the business, then it comes out of his salary. And vice versa, if the woman runs the business, it comes out of her salary. So, bottom line is, we have to learn traditional roles again, but in the way the independents. You know? Not take away the independents, but learn the traditional roles again. So, men are actually brought back into the picture a little bit more. So they're not as frustrated. More often than not, it's the man walking away from the woman. Because of that independence factor, and because the man feels inferior, and the man feels that there's no need for him. So in today's society, we're talking about today's society now, right? That's what's happening in today's society to relationships, and that's what the government wants. The more men that leave relationships, the more men not knocking up a woman, right? Basically making them beta males. And I heard many a woman come up to me and say, "Man, you're an alpha male. You know, there's not many alpha males in this world anymore." I have to agree with you. You know, because it's true. There's not many alpha males in the world anymore. There's many males that have been banged down to a beta male. "Yes, honey. Yes, honey. What, honey? What can I do for you?" Yeah, and they don't act like a man. And women want men. They don't want little boys. And you've been knocked down to a little boy. Men. You may think that the woman loves all that. At your beck and call, honey. Yeah. Yeah. No, they don't like that very much. Oh, I've heard it numerous times. Call. Oh, shit. I tell you. You know, and that's a relationship. You know? If there's no communication, if there's no roles being followed, if there's no self-care, there's no time for the other individual, and there's no time to really cuddle with one another and actually be intimate with one another, that's not a relationship. Okay, a relationship would be very boring without any of those things. You know what keeps a relationship together? Self-care time. Because that's the time where you can be your own individual self and do your own individual things that you like to do. No matter what it is, you might want to take a rest during your self-care time and just sleep. You might want to watch some TV. You might want to play a video game. You might want to do some work even by yourself. Or organize a little bit. Or do a DIY project in the house. Or maybe look for a new couch. Look for a new computer. Look for a new cell phone. Look for a new cell phone company. So when it comes down to it, there's a lot you could do on your self-care time that you wouldn't be able to do with everybody hanging all over you and smothering you. The objective is not to smother the other partner. That's not good either. People don't like that when they feel smothered. Now, you might like that, but maybe the other person doesn't like that. A lot of women don't like to be smothered. Okay, a lot of men don't like to be smothered too. Me personally, I would want my self-care time. That keeps relationships flowing. Because at least you could do what you want to do and then say, hey, honey, how was your self-care time today? What did you do? And then you could share what you did for self-care time. That's a good conversation. Yeah, some positive. The objective is to go to bed with nothing on your mind. If you have something on your mind, talk about it. Don't go to bed with that thing on your mind. Because then you'll wake up miserable the next day. And the key is not to wake up miserable. So in today's society, nuclear families are being weaned out. So how is our country depopulating? Our country is depopulating a few different ways. The nuclear family disappearing. Now you have two men, two women, you got groups of people, you know, you got bestiality, you know, animals fucking people. You know, so when it comes down to it, you know, you got a lot of different things going on. Right? So there's not really any baby making two females and two males. Now, I'm not saying that's bad. Again, that's your prerogative. That's who you love. If you love the same sex, you love the same sex. If you don't, you don't. None of my business. That's right, but don't push your mantra onto the whole world. So them, through the LGBT movement, pushing their mantra throughout the whole world into gays and lesbians. Allowing people to say, I want to marry four people. I want to screw a dog. Right. Things like that. And when that happens, you're not making kids. You're not making kids. And that's depopulating the United States of America. Their mantra alone is killing the United States of America and depopulating it. Not saying that's a bad thing. It's your prerogative who you love. Just don't push your mantra on me. Live your happy life the way you want to live your happy life. And the breakup of the nuclear family to say women have more power. Women are more independent now. Men are the vermin. Men are the seed to the egg. Men don't want to be around that. Men, at that point, would be happily single too, because they don't want to be around that shit. So that's also not allowing us to consummate. We need to get the nuclear family back. It's going to be a tough go. You know, if this contested election goes one way or the other, we'll see. One loves the nuclear family, one doesn't. We'll see. Basically where the family is in today's society. In limbo. And all of our institutions, honestly, are in limbo. Our schools, our churches, all of our institutions, including the nuclear family, the number one institution. The number one institution. You enjoyed the homily and my talk on the family today and where the family is going, and our little talk on COVID today as well. Hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Hope you learned something from all of this stuff we delved out today. And I'll be back next week for my last show of 2020. Oh, that means 2020 is coming down to the last 4 weeks. And by the way, I'm going to be eating heartily on Thanksgiving. Oh, I'm going to be eating heartily, even though there's no Thanksgiving Day parade. It's going to be virtual. Another boring, boring holiday this year. Yeah, we missed out on Easter, missed out on the 4th of July, and now we're going to miss out on Thanksgiving, but we're going to still eat heartily. And we still can have up to 10 people in the house, so we're going to have like three other people in the house, so five. And supposedly we have to wear masks, but we're not going to wear masks. You know, unless they knock on the door, then quick, get the mask. Yeah, I wouldn't put it past New York to come and knock on the door on Thanksgiving. I wouldn't put it past this state, really. I wouldn't put it past our governor or our mayor, the illustrious ones. I would not put it past those two to have people knock on people's doors on the holiday. Do you have your masks on? How many people you got in there? You know? And meanwhile, they're afraid to come in because they might get COVID. Some of these people might come around in fucking hazmat suits. Come on, baby. That's right. I just find it to be a fucking joke. I mean, it's real, okay? It's real. It's contagious. But it's just getting old now. COVID's getting old. It's more mild now than ever before. And more people are dying in nursing homes because of mandates created by certain governors that put COVID patients in with residents in nursing homes, killing nursing home residents. That's right. So a lot of people 70 and older are dying. Well, that's most of the death count. We're an old country. We have a lot of old people, especially the greatest generation and the baby boomers. Maybe they want to get rid of some baby boomers. That's what they did, 200,000 of them. Yeah. Let's kill off the greatest generation. Let's finish off the greatest generation. And let's start digging into the population created during the baby boomer generation. Yeah. To pay our debt. We don't want to pay SS anymore. We don't want to pay them food stamps anymore and give them all kinds of low-cost housing and shit. So let's just kill them off and euthanize them. Of course. Why not use a deadly disease to kill them off? And then pay your debt because you have enough money. Oh, well. It is what it is, folks. And that's the way it's going. I just laughed hysterically because, yeah, it's sad people are dying. You know, I pray for those souls. But again, most of the people dying are 70 and older. Yeah, and some of the people dying have pre-existing conditions. Actually, 90% of people that died from COVID had a pre-existing condition. 90%. That's right. Meaning they probably died from their pre-existing condition and COVID swooped in to be the last gasp, basically. Yeah, no Thanksgiving, and who knows if they're going to come around to the houses and see. You know, our illustrious governor and mayor, I wouldn't put it past them. Send the cops with hazmat suits on. I'll be like, come on, man. Come on, man. Oh, man, I tell you. Like I said, it's a more milder disease now. Yes, it's still prevalent. And yes, a vaccine ain't going to work. Therapeutics. You need therapeutics, folks. I'm telling you, therapeutics are better than a vaccine. You're not going to get any relief from a vaccine. Oh, but that guy just keeps talking about no vaccine, no vaccine. I'm going to get a vaccine. Go ahead. I'm not saying you shouldn't get a vaccine. If you want to get a vaccine, it's your choice. Go ahead and get it. Tell me how it is. I'd like to know. You know, with MRC15 in there, you know, male aborted tissue. Yeah, let me know about that. Let me know how it feels. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week for our final show. And enjoy your Thanksgiving and eat very heartily. Yes, and don't look for New York to have a big celebration this year. Everybody looks forward to that around the country. Sorry, folks. New York is closed this year. That's right, yeah. Yeah, everybody looks for a big celebration from New York. No, it ain't happening. It's not happening this year. Everybody looks for the Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York, and it ain't going to happen. It's going to be virtual, to watch it virtually. Yeah, I'm not watching it. That just pisses me off. But I'm going to have a good day. Yeah, everybody have a good day, all right? And eat heartily with your family. And remember to be thankful. Be thankful for everything around you, even though you got to wear a mask and maybe a hazmat suit. You might have to wear 4 or 5 masks. All right, guys. It's 11:30. And we are going to sign off. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Have an awesome, awesome Thanksgiving, and we'll see you on Thanksgiving weekend, the day after Black Friday. Oh, we'll have stories then. Oh, that should be interesting. Black Friday during COVID. That should be interesting. Let's see the stories during COVID Black Friday. That should be interesting. Man, will there be anybody trampling over anybody else during COVID? I doubt it. If you got to stand 6 feet away from one another, I don't think they're going to allow people to run into a store like they usually do. So let's see what happened. Let's see how orderly they could be on Black Friday. All right. Take care, everybody, and have a great night. Love you guys.